Chapter 1.
You fellas really want to win this thing? If you're serious, then you need to find the Bass Factory.
The old man whispered in a hushed tone. I could tell he didn't want anyone else at the gas station to hear what he was saying. Bass Factory? What's that? It sounds like something out of a fairy tale, I replied.
It's no fairy tale. There's a Bass Factory out there on Lake Somerville. You find that spot, I guarantee you boys will win the bass tournament.
The old man declared.
The Bass Factory is a hidden gem that has massive largemouth bass, the kind that will put you over the top. The only problem you're going to have is keeping your lure in the water.
Keeping your line in the water? I quickly asked. Because you're catching so many fish you can't keep your line in the water? I shook my head. The old man chuckled cryptically.
No, I mean the kind where ferocious alligators snatch your fish off the line before you have time to pull it in,
the old man explained. Alligators? I frowned.
Lake Somerville is known for its big bass, but we also have some of the nastiest gators on the planet. They get fat off all the fish in the lake. They love to eat bass, especially the big ones. But if the bass can survive, oh, they get huge. The biggest bass in the lake will be close to the gators, but no one wants to fish near them. They leave gators alone,
said the old man. He asked me again,
how bad do you want to win this tournament? Are you willing to risk it all by getting close enough to a land monster? Or are you going to let them gators scare you off?
He grinned at me and nodded. I glanced at my partner. I could tell by the look on his face he was second-guessing fishing with me on Lake Somerville. While I valued his feelings, I also knew that he wasn't out here for the same reason I was. I loved to fish, especially for bass. It was my passion. I could fish all day, every day. But not him. He was there only because he had to be. We both knew it, and I resented him. He had everything a kid could want, but I was slowly realizing that being a superstar wasn't all it was cracked up to be. I found out he fought a lot of the same insecurities I did. The difference was he was the superstar and I wasn't. But sometimes there are lessons that even an all-American quarterback can learn on a bass boat. Personally, being on the water is therapeutic. It's my happy place. As soon as I flip the bail on my reel, everything feels right in the world. Fishing helps clear my mind and soul. It's my perfect place, somewhere I can just be me. It's a place where you don't have to be 6'4" and fast as a jackrabbit. My partner didn't feel the same way. He didn't value the calming, lapping sound of the waves hitting the side of the boat. He was here for one reason, and it wasn't a good one. I wasn't sure taking him as my partner that day was going to bring me any trophy. Why did I let myself get involved with his mess?
Chapter 2. Texas is well known for plenty of things, but make no mistake, nothing is bigger than high school football. If I said football was important, that would be one of the biggest understatements ever. Football is a way of life in Texas. In the fall, people treat every Friday night like a major holiday. Most local businesses shut down and townspeople head out to support their local teams. If you play football, then you're treated like royalty. If you are a star quarterback on the football team, you're the biggest celebrity in town. It's crazy. Adults treat high school athletes like they're movie stars. The local restaurants hang up their pictures and frame their jerseys. Football players seldom have to pay for their food when they go out to eat because everything is taken care of. All because they can throw a pigskin or tackle an opposing player. Don't get me wrong, I love the game of football. Unfortunately for me, the game doesn't love me. I stand about 5'6" and weigh 150 pounds. My dad would always tell me,
"Sorry, son, but Rock Conrad isn't made for football."
I run the 40-yard dash slower than most and can't even catch a cold. I played football, or should I say, was on the football team, until 8th grade. I quickly realized my future and passion was in a different sport, bass fishing. While it's not football, bass fishing is still pretty big in Texas. I grew up like a lot of teens, hunting and fishing while exploring the thousands of lakes in Texas. But fishing and the outdoors are what really motivate and excite me.